So today we're going to move on to the next element, the next sugya and yichud, because we only have shiur Monday and Tuesday next week. So we'll talk about yichud with relatives, because it's very interesting. The Mishnah had said that a person is not allowed to have yichud with anybody, with any two women, except for a mother. The Gemara darshin that a mother is okay. The Mishnah was explicit that not only is a mother, but a daughter is also okay. The Mishnah had said that you could be Yashini Mahim Bikiruv Basar. And then once Higdilu, they get a little older, so everyone Biksusam. But it sounds like you're still Biyichud with them, right? That you're still alone with them. So the question is like, where do we draw the line in terms of relatives? Are you allowed to be alone with your aunt? You have no taivas for her. You're allowed to be alone with your sister? You have no taivas for her, even less than for an aunt, right? A sister, it would be an abnormal taiva, to say the least. A person has a taiva for their sister. So where exactly do we draw the line? So Gemara, the sugi appears on Pei Aleph and Beis. Gemara Pei Aleph and Beis, Misyachid Adam im Ima. Where is it?
20 lines
into the wide lines. Okay. Yeah, misyachid adam im two dots. So I'm Rabbi Dom Rav Asi, misyachid adam im achoso, vidar im imo v'im vito. So right away, the Gemara tells us, there is someone else aside for a mother and a daughter who you can have yichud with. And at the same time tells us that the heter for a mother and a daughter is not just yichud, it's more than yichud. The heter is even dar im imo v'im vito, that you're allowed to live with them. You're allowed to, it could be that it's just you and your mom and you share a house and there's no one else that lives in the house and that's perfectly fine. Just you and your daughter. But by implication, he's telling us that you can't do that with a sister. Even though yichud is mutter with the sister, dira is not. Shmuel disagrees. He says you're not allowed to have yichud with anybody, even with a behema. So, Fractal Gemara, Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Misyach Radim Mimim of Imbit of Yashimam Bekir Basar Vetiyofta De Shmuel, that it sounds explicitly in the Mishnah, you're allowed to have Yichud with your mother and your daughter. So, it's not like things that there is no taiva whatsoever for that there's an Esu Yichud. Armelach Shmuel, Temechad Dan Yachos of Chamos, Vishar Chal Rosh Abitor, Ein Misyach Lamel Mel Beidim, Beidim and Shlo Beidim Lo. No, but there are all sorts of arayos that the Brisa tells us that you're not allowed to have Yichud with. Not just your sister, your mother-in-law, you're not allowed to have yichud with. Ela tanoi, so you got to say that it's a machlokas tanoi. Titania Rameir Zorah Bimimimim Biti, Amar Abitavni Zorah Bimimimim Kalasi, that one said, be careful that I don't have yichud with my daughter. The other one said, be careful I don't have yichud with my daughter-in-law. Ligligalavos, the Talmud Amar Abivavish, and the Talmud Makti, why are you worried about yichud with your daughter-in-law? What's going to happen? That Talmud who was making fun, who has such a yetzer hara, ridiculous, he was nichshal with his own mother-in-law. Yeah, afilu im behema, abai michlale mikule dabra, sheshes ma'abrele matzra, how they would get rid of animals from their vicinity. Unbelievable. Then the Gemara says at the end that a person can have yichud with Isha Vichamosa, a woman and her mother-in-law, Isha Ubas Baila, a woman and her stepdaughter, because there's already a contentious relationship, they're not going to cover for each other. And Im Isha Vitinokas Shiyodas Tambiya Vein Masar Asasulubiya. And with a woman plus a child who would, a little girl, who would talk about what she saw if a bia happened in front of her, but is not going to be moser atzma l'bia, would never engage in bia. She would never do it herself. So good. So what we get is Rav Asi says you could have yichud with a sister, but you cannot live together with his sister. Why is it that you're allowed to have yichud with a sister? So Rashi refers to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Vidarim imo umbito dilo takif yitzre alayu da hanu be ansheknesa gedola dilo magri bekrovasa michi kachlinu v'nakrinu le'enei. The Gemara tells in a couple of places in Shas. Gemara tells in Yuma. Gemara tells the story of the Yetzer Hara, how they defeated the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah because it was just overwhelming. They weren't going to get anywhere without with the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. Gemara tells us about how even great tzaddikim would go barefoot across a vast desert to be able to find Avodah Zarah because the Yetzer Hara was so great. So they had to destroy the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, and they said, wow, once we destroy the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, look, no one's interested in Avodah Zarah anymore. Let's try to do the same for the Yetzer Hara for Arayos, and that didn't quite work out as well. Thank God they didn't kill it, they just trapped it for a few days to see what would happen, and no chicken laid an egg, and no, you know, and the world ceased to exist as normal, and they realized, ooh, we may need a Yetzer Hara for Arayos, maybe he serves a function, right? The Yetzer Hara actually serves a positive function if used correctly. So they instead weakened the Yetzer Hara for Arayos. How did they weaken it? So in some way they blinded its eye. Whatever they did, they weakened that Yetzer Hara. So in what are the practical implications of that Yetzer Hara being weakened? Practical implications are is no one has a taiva for their mother, no one has a taiva for their sister anymore. No one healthy has a taiva for their mother or a taiva for their sister anymore. But we still have taivas for other arayos. Good. So that's Rav Asi. Rav Asi, that you're allowed to have yichud with the mother, you're allowed to have yichud with the daughter, you could even have yichud with the sister, you just can't be dar ima. You just can't live with the sister. There are those that suggest that maybe the isra yichud midaraisa is not just yichud aray labia, but it's yichud of living together consistently. And we're saying that by a mother and a daughter, there's heter gamur, and by a sister, we're still makbid about yichud daraisa, but not yichud derabanan. But again, that needs some rayas to show that that would be the definition of the sheer yichud on a daraisa level. But Shmuel holds all the rayas are bad. Sounds like Shmuel would say mother, daughter. He says even behema, where normal people don't have a yetzer hara for a behema. And Shmuel still says, oh, we got to get rid of all the yichud arayos is bad. And Shmuel says, you're going to tell me that our mission is against me? I know, but it's machlokas tanaim, and I'm entitled to paskin like other tanaim. Great. Machlokas Rav Asi and Shmuel. How do we paskin Machlokas Rav Asi and Shmuel? So if you look in the Rush, here in the fourth verse of Kiddushin, in Os Chav Dalid, in the back of your Gemara, so the Rush writes, he quotes this Machlokas, Pasku Atosos Tehilchus HaKarav Asi, Lifi Shenira Shayagodol Mishmuel. We paskin like Rav Asi, even though Shmuel is more of a household name, I guess, than Rav Asi. It's a more familiar name to those who learn Talmud Bavli. But nevertheless, he was gadol mishmuel. Kedamrinan Shmuel lo ayil kamed Rav Asi v'lo haya zeh machmas zikna do Shmuel bimei Rebbe haya k'disuba metzia v'asya de Rabbi Aliyadei misavid Rav Kana chavero shol Rav Asi amri Yerushalmi dava ilim sa dava Ilem Sagi, Pirish Yalad Ma'od, Kishal Leretz Yisrael, Bu'uv the Rabbi Yochum Agozel. Kol Shein Rav Asi, Shai Yosu Yalad Mimenu. He tries to prove that Rav Asi, even though it was extremely young, and that's why Rav Kahana always gets mentioned before Rav Asi, nevertheless, he was still Gadol Mishmuel, and that's why Shmuel was low Ayel Kamed Rav Asi. He wouldn't go in front of Rav Asi, not because he was respecting Rav Asi's age, but because Shmuel respected Rav Asi's wisdom. That he was a greater gadol b'Torah than Shmuel was. So says the Rosh, you have Machlokas Rav Asi and Shmuel. We hate to rank our Amorayim and rate who's better than who. But if we have to, we have to. Rav Asi is better than Shmuel. Rav Asi is a greater Talmud Chacham than Shmuel, so we pass on like Rav Asi. Now the Rambam, and we don't. It's fortuitous that we say Shir right in front of all the halachas for him, except for the Rambam. The Rambam is like all the way down there. But the Shulchan Aruch, at least, in Evan Ezer, Simin Chaf Beis, sounds like he passes the other way. Sounds like he passes like Shmuel. The Shulchan Aruch has the same exact lashon, so it doesn't really matter. Shulchan Aruch writes, also, this yachid me'erva me'arayos bein zekena bein yalda shadavar zegorim legalos erva chutz me'aim im bina v'ha'av im bito v'abal im ishto nida v'chasen shpirs ish nida kol m'shivol. Also, this yachid me'. Okay. So, what are the exceptions? He says, mother, son, father, daughter, and your wife when she's a nida. So you keep on reading and reading and reading. Where is he going to say that your sister's okay? That it's mutter, you know, he starts getting into the heterim. Ayla bi'ir, yasach p'soch l'shus rabim, shtei yevamos, shtei tsaros, kitana in the room. But nothing about his sister. So what's going on? How does he not pasken that it's mutter to have yichud with the sister? So it sounds from the Shulchan Aruch that he paskins like Ravasi. I mean, that he paskins like Shmuel, rather. But on the other hand, what did Shmuel really hold? All arayos are bad. Mother, daughter, sister, behema, they're all bad. But the Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to have yichud with your mother, you're allowed to have yichud with your daughter. So what's going on? How could the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, on the one hand, paskin like Ravasi with regard to the mother, with regard to the daughter, but paskin like Shmuel with regard to the sister? So, Beishmuel, in Sivkot Nalev, writes, Beishas nil men mikra ki yisiz chachicha ben imecha vichi ben eim esiz ben av v'lo ben av, el remez ben misyach in imimo, etc. V'aram kosev yisiz yichud min ha-kabbala, etc. U'bechlal ha-rayos nichol chayev elav nchin kosev prishu b'shas mor v'asi omar. Mutul yisiyach in imachoso lefi sho'a, V'darim imo b'kvius, because Rosh Halach Ravasi, v'ein yodeya lama haRambam v'atur ishmito. I don't know why the Rambam in the Torah left out Rav Asi's din that you're allowed to have yichud with your sister. V'efshar disviru lehu, afal gav da halacha k'Ravasi, v'med de poligim Shmuel, aval masha hosef ala masnisa nasilchsa kavasei. Says it could be that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are willing to pass on like Ravasi insofar as he agrees with our Mishnah, but not to go beyond what our Mishnah said. Meaning Shmuel acknowledged that he's passing against our Mishnah. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are not comfortable passing against our Mishnah. Mishnah said Beferish, mother, daughter, that's fine. Father, daughter, mother, son, that's fine. So Shmuel says it's not. We're not going to pass like Shmuel on that. But then Rav Asi wants to be mechadish beyond the Mishnah that his sister's okay as well. We're going to split the pesach. We're not going to go that far to even go what's beyond the Mishnah. The Chalkas Mechokek on the other side of the page, Sif Aleph, Kvar Kasafti B'Sim Shalaf Neizeh, the Gemara Kedushim Rav Asi, Dim Elu Etira Filu Dira B'Kvius. That with the mother, the daughter, you could even live because v'machos yitiru yuchad arai, because of Rosh Halach Ravasi. And still, the Rosh says, we pass on like Ravasi, that a sister you're allowed to have yichud with. U'mikol makom ha-machmir tovo olav bracha. Even though you're allowed to have yichud with a sister, ha-machmir tovo olav bracha. Now, wait a second. If you just read the Beis Shmuel, you get the impression that Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam don't paskin that it's mutter of yichud with the sister. They would paskin that it's us that have yichud with the sister. That the heter yichud is only with a mother and a daughter. That's if you just read the Beis Shmuel. He says, yeah, it's a machlokas rishonim. It's a machlokas amorayim, rather. And what the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are doing is splitting the psak. Legabe, mother and daughter, we paskin like Ravasi. Legabe sister, we paskin like Shmuel, because we're just going to paskin like the pashtus of the Mishnah. We don't know what to do with this machlokas amoraim. We're not interested in measuring who's greater than who, like the Rush did. So we're just going to say, go with the pashtus. Go with the pashtus of the Mishnah, which would mean that according to the Shulchan Aruch, whose psak one would imagine we should follow, the Beis Shmuel is saying you can't have yichud with your sister. But then comes the Chalkas Mechokek and he says, you know, I already told you that Ravasi holds you're allowed to have yichud with his sister. The Rosh passing is like Ravasi. And since the Rosh passing is like Ravasi, that is the halacha. Hamachmir tava lav bracha. But still, it's kedai to be machmir. B'chein pasak b'kitzer piskei Rosh. And he quotes kitzer piskei Rosh. Now, what's interesting, if you look in Ramesh's tshuva on the topic, Ramesh's big yichud tshuva, in Os Ches. Ramosha writes, Nashim Shemutal is Yachrim Ki'imo Ubito Ve'achoso. Women who you're allowed to have yichud with, you know, like a mother, a daughter, and a sister just throws it in there. Like, yeah, of course. It doesn't say that in Shulchan Aruch. It's Ravasi's Chiddush. Ramosha just said, yeah, Imo Bito Ve'achoso Hein Gam Matiros Az Hayichud. You know, so if you have any of those in a room with you, together with another woman, that's matir yichud. Because even if you would have the azus to be mezana, when one of the krovus is there, hayishalot tisrat liznos imo, but she's not going to do it, because the meaning the woman that you would want to be mezana with is not going to be interested in doing it, because she knows that the other woman is not going to do it. She knows that your mother's not going to participate. And that was the whole issue of shtei nashim, is that they'll be mechapazel zeh. Because she's going to do just like I'm doing. But if woman number one knows that woman number two is not going to do what I'm doing, then she's never going to submit to the pitui. So Rav Moshe assumes that it's a davar pashut, that it's a heter though, which is somewhat surprising, because it just doesn't say it anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. That it's a heter. Now in the Sefer Dvar Halacha, he quotes from the Chazon Ish that we're mekel because it's the pashtus of the sugya. We pass like the pashtus of the sugya against all the achronim who say otherwise. What do you mean it's the pashtus of the sugya? What is the pashtus of the sugya? Pashtus of the sugya is it's a machlokas tanaim and it's a machlokas amarayim. So you need to paskin. So I don't know why he assumes that the pashas of the sugi is that we pass on like Ravasi in the end. It's a very unusual development of the halacha. Normally, when you look at a halacha, you can go back to the Tanaim and the Amoraim and the Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch, and you see, that's how we get to where we get. Over here, you follow it along, it's unresolved, Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, Aser. And we say, go back to the sugi, it's probably mutter. It's a very, very unusual, but that seems to be the minhag ha'olam, and that's what Rav Moshe assumed, that's what Chazon Ish assumed. We all work with the assumption that you're allowed to have yichud with a sister. It's just hard to really understand why. Now, in fairness, the Shulchan Aruch never says that it's aser. He just also never says that it's mutter. He just refers to arayos in general. Arayos are all aser except for your mother and your daughter. He never specifically said a sister is aser. Absolutely, Rav Moshe in his. I'll get to what Rav Moshe says later on. Rav Moshe has an interesting comment about what's called kavios and what a mother and sister, brother and sister, how long they should be allowed to be together. Very, very interesting comment that he has, and I'm not entirely sure what he means. But we'll leave that for a little bit later. But it's important to note that the Shulchan Aruch never really said explicitly that it's Shulchan Aruch never said explicitly that it's aser. He just never explicitly said that it's mutter either. In Tzitz Eliezer, there's a whole kuntros on yichud. So Tzitz Eliezer quotes this Gemara. And you know how the Gemara asks on Shmuel, and he writes the Rambam in Perachav Beis Shulchan Aruch Simchav Beis Poskim Dosel Yisachid Mevra Ma'arayos Except for Ein Bina Avin Bito Baal Mishlonida Tilo Kravasi Who's Matil Yisachid Even with your sister, but it's also Tilo Kishmuel Dosh Yichrim Kol Arayos Bein Hevdel. Because Shmuel says you're not even allowed to be alone with your mother or your daughter. Elokis stam de masnisin. Rather like the stam Mishnah. And he says that that's exactly what the Beis Shmuel says. That even though the halachas like Ravasi, in that he argues on Shmuel about the mother and the daughter, but what he tries to add to the Mishnah about the sister also, that we're not going to accept. Ube'emes mevarkin or advaz b'shal shuvas divrei David. Similam based the kol aposkim samchu livso kipshuto de masnisin to milsa mitzi asa. The Radvaz says, so what do I have over here? I have two extreme shitos, and then I have the pashtos of the Mishnah right in the middle. Shmuel's extreme shita that they're all aser, Ravasi's extreme shita that even his sister is mutter, Mishnah right down the middle, mother and daughter are fine, sister is no good, so we paskin like the Metziyasa. Then he says, he quotes the Radvaz. The pashtit masvishim mashma digam im ima ubito lo hitira eli yichud avoladri ma'im lo mashma lalahatir. Whoa, nuchidish. What did the Mishnah say? That's redundancy, right? Nuchidish. What did the Mishnah say? That imo and bito, it's mutter to have yichud with. The Mishnah never said you're allowed to live with them. It said you're allowed to have yichud with them. If you're really going to make diyukin, you know, about, oh, you're allowed to be misyached in machoso, according to Ravasi, and dar in imo bito. Well, the Mishnah never said dar in anybody. The Mishnah said you could have yichud with your mother and your daughter. So apparently, you can't live with them, says the Radvaz. The Prisha, the bottom of the Torah, says, this whole tumult is for nothing. Okay, so the Torah doesn't mention achoso. The Torah says, imo bito. You know what the preacher says? Buhu adin nim achoso. Because that's what the Gemara says. But, Rabbeinu Nachman, hani ditanan, bad yisham b'mishnah. It's the style of the Torah to quote the Lashon of the Mishnah. It's the style of the Rambam. It's the style of the Shulchan Aruch to quote the Lashon of the Mishnah. But ein achinami. You have to learn the Gemara also, and if the Gemara comes and tells us that with your sister's mutter, so then with your sister's also mutter. It's amazing though, because the tour, he does argue with his father a lot, but normally he'll let you know. You know, my father says this, and I disagree. Over here, what the preacher is trying to suggest is that the Torah paskins. This helps, right? What the preacher is trying to suggest is that the Torah paskins like Ravasi. Straight. But he doesn't say it. Yeah, come on, he's paskin like his father. He's paskin like the Rosh. The Rosh said we paskin like Ravasi because Ravasi was greater than Shmuel. It's an interesting thing how the Torah argues with his father all the time. The poskim discuss why it's permissible. I think in the Nosei Kelim and Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Kibud Aveid, they talk about it. Akachas v'adoni avi arash, but I think this way. So I'll say that often the Torah will try to align someone else with his father before he argues. You know, this is what so-and-so says, and I disagree. But really his father agrees with so-and-so, but he'd rather not mention that explicitly. But Pashas, he generally would imagine that he passes like his father. And also, you know, the Kitzur Piskei Rush Paskin is like Ravasi. So you think, okay, Kitzur Piskei Rush, because that's the Rush. But who wrote the Kitzur Piskei Rush? I didn't know. But Kitzur Piskei Rush was written by the Torah. So he himself Paskin's like Ravasi, that you're allowed to. So someone wants to be Machmir, Tavol of Bracha, because it's not abundantly clear in the Torah. But it could be that the Torah is really Paskin like Ravasi, that's Mutter Dev Yichru, the sister. Says Tzitz Eliezer, maybe that's the Rambam also. Hu adin achoso, it just doesn't mention it because that's not what's mentioned in the Mishnah. And it's Yadua, the Rambam Sidra Velishna de Masnisa Nakat. The Rambam often picks, you know, just uses the halachos that are explicit in the Mishnah, the examples that are explicit in the Mishnah. And however you're going to touch up the Mishnah, that's how the Rambam intends that you should touch him up as well. You want to know how to touch up my words, however you would touch up the Mishnah, that's what you should do over there as well. It's a very cavalier attitude toward the Lashon of the Rambam. I don't know, is that always true? Is that the way we approach the Rambam normally? Yeah, you know, read the Gemara. I don't know, the Rambam, we're normally very, very medayik in what he says and what he doesn't say. Mishal Melech also sounds this way though. Mishal Melech in Hilchos Sota Parak Aleph Halacha Gimel. Mishnah Melech writes that when it says Kinila al Shnayim Keechad, meaning a guy is mekane his wife. I don't want you hanging out with this person. So can you be mekane? I don't want you hanging out with those two people. So in that context, Mishnah Melech comments that there's no chilik between imo bito la'achoso elu l'dira. Avali yichud af ba'achoso shari. When it comes to yichud, you're allowed to have yichud the same way with your, with a parent and child as with a sibling. So it seems that the overwhelming majority of achronim paskin like Ravasi that you're allowed to have yichud with a sister. I'm just pointing out to you that it doesn't say that in Shulchan Aruch, and it doesn't say it in the Rambam. Now, what's the svara? Why would it be mutter to have yichud with a sister? So, not just why is it mutter, but why is it also asr? Meaning, why is it asr to be dar b'kviyus? It's mutter to have yichud asr to be dar b'kviyus. So Rav Shechter said that he thought, and Rav Moshe writes this way, that normal person doesn't have a yitzhar hara for a sister. But there are limits to a person's yetzer hara, meaning that if a person becomes too accustomed and grows too comfortable, so then it could lead to a yetzer hara. The rugged shaver in Safnas Paneach on the Rambam in Yisri Bia says what I was says a different vart. Says, what's the iser yichud min haTorah? We discussed this before. Is the Rav Shach had alluded to this, the Aviyazri that we saw. Is the Isser Yichud Min HaTorah in Isser Bifnei Atzmo, that it's a standalone Isser? Or is it only a Siyag Daraisa? It's an Isser because you might come too. Right? Is it an independent Isser, an Isser because you might come too? So he suggests, the Isser, like Rav Shach said, that the Isser Yichud Min HaTorah has nothing to do with the Chashash Znus. It's an Isser Yichud. It's a kurva of its own. Similar to like Chibuk v'Nishuk, according to the Rambam, is Nisad Daraisa. Yichud's Nisad Daraisa. It's just, it itself is Asr. And the Rugged Shaver says, but that's only Bedira B'Kvius. The Isra Yichud Min HaTorah is not to be alone with someone for 6 minutes or 4 minutes or 8 minutes, whatever your shir is. It's an Isra to be Dar B'Kvius with somebody. The Chachamim added the Chashash Znus. Once the Chachamim made it about a Chashash Znus, and therefore added so many layers to the Yisra of Yichud, they also added a time limit of Yichud Aray Labia. Because Yichud Aray Labia on a Daraisa level doesn't mean anything. Who cares about Aray Labia? It's a standalone Yisra. It's an independent Yisra. It's got nothing to do with Aray Labia. But once the Chacham say, no, we're going to add that there's a Chashash Znus, and we're adding that element, and that's what you have to think about when it comes to Yichud. Remember, that's how Rav Shach touched up Baila Beir. That Baila Beir, according to Rashi, that Baila Beir is not a heter to an Issa Daraisa of Yichud, it would only be a heter to the Drabanan of Yichud. Why? Because the Drabanan is a Chashash Znus. Baila Beir takes away a Chashash Znus. So short amounts of time are usher with anybody when there's a chashash nus. Shorter amounts of time than dar b'kvius. A sister, there's no chashash nus, so the rabbanan had no reason to make their own isur yichud. All you're left with is the yichud min haTorah. But as we pointed out, the Chazon Ish had problems with this chiddush when Rav Shach said it. And one could have problems when the Safnas Paneach says it. Because it doesn't sound that way from the Rambam, it doesn't sound that way from the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Asul is Yachin Merva, my rise, but Zgain Ben Yelda, Shedav, Arze, Gorim, Galus, Erva. He's describing the Yisadar Raisa and says, because this causes Gila Arayas. Not the Yisadar Abanan, he's describing the Yisadar Raisa, this causes Gila Arayas. What the Rambam Shavar is saying, it's a very elegant vart. That Daraisa has nothing to do with Znus, nothing to do with Gilei Arayos. It's its own separate Isser. When the Rabbanan added the Gilei Arayos concern, they also added a much more limited, much more a much smaller time limit. Because they have to worry about Yichon HaRoi Lebiya. It just doesn't sound that way. What if a person lives with two sisters? So if there's an assumed Yetzer Hara to live b'kvius with one, the same would apply with two. Right? Meaning if you're going to assume, like Rav Shechter and Moshe said, yeah, there's no Yetzer Hara for your sister, but once you're b'kvius, that's when the Yetzer Hara starts kicking in. So can you live b'kvius with your two sisters? So Pashas, no, because once you're b'kvius, that's when the Yetzer Hara kicks in. And each one would submit, because that's when everybody's Yetzer Hara kicks in. So you wouldn't be allowed to live b'kvius with two sisters. But if the Rabbanan never made new dinim on a sister, and all you have with a sister is Yichud HaRaisa, L'chora, Dar b'kvius im shtei achios, with two sisters, should be mutter. Because that's definitely the Rabbanan. Right? That was what Shach said. One man, one woman, one room. That's Yichud HaRaisa. Once you have Shtei Nashim, that's the Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan never imposed their dinim on sister relationships. So even if it's two sisters, it would turn out that it would be mutter. So we have two basic approaches to why it is that we are mechalik between kvius and arai when it comes to a sister. The simple approach, we'll call it Rav Shechter, Rav Moshe, is that most of the time one does not have a yetzara for a sister, but yeah, you gotta draw a line somewhere where a person's yetzara might start to flare up. And that's at Darbikvius. Darbikvius, we're worried that the yetzara is going to start to flare up. Then you have the Ragachavra, which emotionally is much easier to connect to. What? A Yetzirah for a sister? Are you out of your mind? No one's having a Yetzirah for a sister. Says the Ragachavra, it's a technicality. There's an Isser Yichud HaRayos having nothing to do with the Yetzirah. It's just an Isser in the Torah. There's an Isser Yichud HaRayos. That a mother's okay and everyone else, Yetzirah or not, is not okay. But that Isser Min HaTorah is only a bit Darbik Vius. When the Rabbanon introduced that you also have to think about Chashash Znus, they introduced that only on Yichud Rabbanon. I mean, they introduced that additional restriction of the 6 minutes. Yichud Rai Labia. But they never had to introduce a Chashash Znus when it came to a sister, because there is no Chashash Znus when it comes to a sister. So Nafkamina is, what if there's two sisters that you're living with? If there's an assumed Yetzer Hara to kick in when you live b'kvius, then it's going to kick in and it's going to be a problem. But if the Rabbanan simply never made new dinim on a sister, then it will be mutter with the two sisters. Okay, we'll stop there because I got to run to Hank. And we'll pick up Ezra Shem on Monday.